It's 7:45. I'm Jessica Mazaros with WUSF 89.7 News. Florida's newest school voucher program is designed to help public school students who say they are being bullied. But the Hope scholarships have stirred controversy. A recent story in the Huffington Post reported a percentage of private schools enrolled in the Hope program have discriminatory policies. WUSF's Kathy Carter recently spoke with reporter Rebecca Klein about her story.
Rebecca, in your story, you say you found a percentage of private schools that do participate in Florida's Hope Scholarship Program that have strict hair policies that could be seen as having racial undertones.
That's right. I found that the programs that had signed up to participate in the Hope Scholarship Program, at least 20% of the schools had strict hair policies that called on students to wear quote-unquote natural hairstyles, banned things like quote-unquote progressive hairstyles, and a number of schools had specific rules regarding whether or not students were allowed to sport dreadlocks, afros, braids, things that African-American children are more likely to wear. So many people feel like there are distinct racial undertones in these policies.
Now also embedded in your story was a video that has since gone viral. Can you please tell us about the little boy from Orange County?
Clinton Stanley Jr. is a six-year-old who was very excited to start his first day of school at a private school called A Books Christian Academy. He showed up the first day with his father, and he was told that he wasn't allowed to come into the school. He would not be allowed to attend classes that day because he wears dreadlocks. Apparently, the school outlines this in its handbook, which it distributes to parents before the first day. Clinton Stanley Jr.'s father said he had never seen this handbook, but even if he had, he wasn't going to tell his son that for whatever reason, the hairstyle of his son's choice was unacceptable.
Yeah, the family felt that the message to the young boy is your hair is different, you're different, but dreadlocks not uncommon in the African-American community.
Exactly. His father felt like they were denying his son entry because of his son's appearance. And apparently his son loved his hairstyle. He was very proud of it. So it was particularly hurtful.
And in your reporting as well, you say you found some schools that had policies that were anti-gay.
I found that of the schools that had signed up for the program in August, around 10% of them had policies that specifically stated in their handbook that you would not be allowed to attend the school if you were an LGBTQ student, or they had specific policies in their handbook just stating that they believe marriage should be between a man and a woman.
So did you reach out to the Florida Department of Education? If so, what was their response?
The Florida Department of Education stands by the idea that this program is inclusive, that it's designed to protect students who have had difficulty in public schools because of bullying. And they also note that this program is voluntary. You don't have to participate in it if you don't want. So if a student feels uncomfortable, they can go somewhere else.
Now, I understand since your story came out, the NAACP did send a letter to the Florida Department of Education. What can you tell us about that?
The NAACP wrote a letter to the Florida Department of Education talking about how even if schools do not have explicit racism in their policies saying that they will not accept African-American students, these hair policies exercise a more subtle form of racism and that they disproportionately impact African-American students. They asked for a response from the Florida Department of Education within 10 days and asked that the Florida Department of Education speak with schools in the program, ask them to eliminate these policies, and that these schools work in conjunction with community members to revise their policies.
That was Huffington Post reporter Rebecca Klein talking with WUSF's Kathy Carter.